53 degrees, mild wake up, and some concern, kind of the eye to the sky, to the radar, and keep it here for the latest weather information. Some severe weather concerns today as we say good morning to Jason Cairns. Best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I started hearing about the severe weather concerns Saturday night. I think the, Matt Schaefer, the QOW-TV meteorologist, posts on Facebook. And so have you been hearing some of the buzz about this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely been, it's weird to me that there's these predictions way ahead of time, you know, and, you know, in the past, people just had to kind of watch the skies, and now we have this advanced radar technology that can say, hey, let's keep an eye on this a little closer.
And right.
So who knows what this afternoon and tonight will bring.
Yeah, like, heard some rumblings overnight, but then seems like, you know, possibilities here this morning, later today, and then late tonight. So three different possibilities, I guess.
Yeah.
How was the Eau Claire Marathon?
I don't know. I didn't go. How was it for you?
I volunteered. It was good. It was really impressive. I'm like, wow, Saturday morning, like 8 to 10 there. I mean, I think this was the first time they were setting up at the Sonitec Center. I mean, there was just a million tables and so much going on. And I was like, where did you guys do this before? And apparently it was like Phoenix Park and the Farmers Market and on the day of. So this was like, you know, the day before. And
sure.
So it was nice taking advantage. I mean, this is one incredible facility we have in Eau Claire right now, you know. So
sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you know how many runners there were?
I know that they... I just read a story on it that they raised about $5.4 million for the area. I think it was around 5,000 participants. But I think that included the 5K, the 10K Saturday, then the half marathon and the marathon yesterday. So
sure.
Huh. And the weather, picture perfect for it. So
excellent.
Yeah. All right. Well, I wanted to drop something on you here. I warned you about it on Saturday. And that is we, from time to time, refer to Mental Health Monday. And so the latest song from Ren Collective. So the time for our show will be a little different today because I want to let you hear the intro from a member of the lead singer of Ren Collective and then the bit of this new song of theirs, Fight of My Life, and then get your take. Because I think we can both agree one of the best things that came out of COVID, and there were a lot of division that was shown. But, I mean, the fact of the matter is that we can talk more freely about mental health, right?
Sure. Yep. Yeah.
All right, so give this a listen.
Hey, this is Chris from Ren Collective, and I wanted to share a little bit of the story behind our new song, Fight of My Life. For me, the fight that I went through over the last several years, despite being in one of the most joyful bands in the world, is a struggle with mental health. I struggled with depression on and off for years. And one of the things that I realized in the middle of my fight was that God was there too. And that there was even moments of joy, even in the middle of depression, because God was in it with me. I went to see a therapist and that was amazing, but God plus therapy is the best combination for treating it, I think. I just wanted to let anybody know who's going through a struggle like that or is in the fight of their life that there is light at the end of the tunnel and there's always somebody out there to help you and that God is with you in the middle of it.
Kickstart my heart and take my soul to the OR because I can't find a pulse, can't find the beat. Flatlined all the time, checking on my vital signs. I can't even stand the sight of me. It was hard to find you in the pain, but it's harder now that I can't feel a thing. Don't know how to find my fire again, but I need you now. I need you to be my joy.
So there we go, Chris from Ren Collective. And that kind of honesty and realness, I so welcome in the CCM world, don't you think?
Yeah, we definitely need more of that. Mm-hmm. You know, mental illness, broad term, right? So that can encompass anything from very severe mental illness, even to depression, anxiety, is much more common than people let on. And I think that's especially true in the Christian world where we're just supposed to say everything's great and joyous all the time. And, you know, in reality, people really struggle with low mood, sadness. I really appreciated him talking about, I can't find my fire. And, you know, for me, when I've gone through periods of depression, it's rarely sadness that I feel. It's more of this loss of motivation, loss of interest, loss of feeling, just a deep disconnection. Sadness is actually not required for a diagnosis of depression, which not a lot of people know. I think it's really good that they're raising awareness of this.
Yeah, for us to keep growing in our knowledge and understanding for ourselves and for others, for sure.
Absolutely.
So, thank you, friend. Appreciate it. There we go. Okay. Something a little bit different this morning here. Let's listen to the rest of that song from Run Collective on WIB.
I'll search for something more. Show me all your colors, Lord, because I can't live my life in monochrome. And gotta go full send to the end, right through hell and back again. God don't make me have to go there alone. It was hard to find you in the pain, but it's harder now that I can't feel a thing. Don't know how to find my fire again, but I need you now. I need you.
You call two raindrops that fall in love. You call them rainbows.
Hey, be a part of America's best loved delivery pizza team, Domino's Pizza in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. Right now, Domino's Pizza is hiring for in-store counter and pizza delivery positions in their Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls locations. Various shifts and flexible hours are available. To find out more or to apply, stop into an Eau Claire or Chippewa Falls Domino's Pizza location today. Don't put it off. Domino's Pizza of Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, an equal opportunity employer. I think Dave Ramsey talks about, you know, you got to make some extra money, go deliver pizzas. So there we go. Drew Fralick, have you done pizza delivery in your life?
I have not, but, you know, things don't work out here in Detroit. Maybe I'll move there and deliver pizzas.
Okay.
I feel like I'd be really good at that. I would like that.
Well, I think you do have a story. I don't know that we'll unpack it today, but maybe next week we'll plan to in terms of the news in your life, because I think we'll need longer than 5 minutes. But because that was an amazing story you told me a week ago about you and your wife and the way God's moving in your life. But I wanted to tell you a couple things today. First
That's
of all,
a radio tease, Mark.
It is a tease.
I know that.
It's a whole week's worth of a tease, though. Usually you just kind of tease for the next segment. Today is Clean Comedy Day. How are you going to celebrate?
I'm going to tell a few clean jokes to my friends. It's Monday. It's generally a dark day for comedy, but I'll throw a few jokes around.
Is that, you know, it's interesting. That's a whole nother subject, because I want to get into this Guinness World Record attempt by this stand-up comic. But, I mean, in terms of the, we've talked about this before, like somebody saying, are you a Christian comedian? It's probably easier to just, you want to be a comedian, right? So,
comic. You want to be funny first.
Yeah.
I mean, both are good. Mm-hmm. We had a clean comedian in the joke gym this weekend.
Okay.
And a great show. So, well,
Who was that? Who did you have?
Luke Sayer.
Okay.
So Luke Sayer, he's a New York comedian. He's been on Dry Bar. He has a Dry Bar special. I think people probably know what that is.
Yeah, right.
And he's at the Comedy Cellar. That's like kind of the top club in New York. So he's very, very funny. Got originally from Indiana, so a Midwest guy as well.
Okay.
So that was a lot of fun.
I came across this morning, and I already sent you and said we got to talk about the headline. Yeah. Memphis comedian completes 40-hour stand-up set in world record attempt. That's crazy.
Yeah. That's really nuts. That's the... And it said that he had to maintain an audience of 10 people.
Huh. Yeah, right.
Was it like his mom and his like kids? I mean, that's amazing.
Here's the story. Comedian Benny Elbows, has pulled off a 40-hour stand-up comedy marathon, potentially setting... hopefully he was raising money for charity, Drew.
I hope so. Or something.
The live stream event at the High Tone Cafe in Memphis crossed the 40-hour mark Saturday night. It was only allowed a 5-minute break each hour and had to maintain an audience of at least 10 through the attempt.
So I had two reactions to this story. My first reaction is, I felt like I've been to open mics that were longer than 40 hours, you know?
That's funny.
I'm like, I'm pretty sure I've been to open mics that were longer than that. My second reaction was, I wonder what the longest sermon ever given was.
Huh. That's interesting.
Has anyone ever attempted that? Because I feel like when that went into the Guinness Book of World Records, I feel like I was there as a kid.
I think
I might have been there for that one. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Those are my good. Those are my reactions. Did the music run out? We don't have any goofy music. We talked for 40 hours too. We went too long.
The music bed is only 3 minutes actually. So here it is.
Oh
again.
Wow!
It's back. It's
the
back.
Music.
Yeah.
I wonder if this song was playing in the background for 40 hours while Benny Elbows was up there, and they're like, "Hey, Benny, start the music again. you got 39 hours to go."
Appropriate reactions from you because you are a stand-up comic pastor and you were a stand-up comic before you were a pastor. So, yeah. And
there
you
go.
You're in school pursuing what degree again? But you're really like your focus is on the joke gym and you want to spread this to like 5 or 6 cities.
Yeah, so the focus is on what does it look like to put these comedy spaces into churches.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, the joke gym is one. We're on to the next one. We'll see what the second place is.
Very good.
Maybe it'll come to Eau Claire one day soon.
That would be fantastic. We got to get you here. Thank you, Drew. Drew Fralick, drewfralick.com. Proving again that we have the greatest listeners. Cody dropping by this morning. He had a package that he delivered to me for you. It is Justin's Milk Chocolate Peanut Butter Cups. Here you go.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you, Cody.
And he said he heard you talking about how much you like. He said he and his wife, Cassie, like that better than Reese's. So
really? Better? Okay, that's high praise.
You go ahead and decide, but that for you today.
Thank you so much.
Well, usually we do our weekend recap, but if people allow us today, we want to singularly focus on Single Mom Saturday.
Yeah, and again, that started Saturday morning. Thank you again in advance to all of you who gave and who prayed for this event. And so we started off at Bloomer Tire Center at 8 a.m. And one of the things that I love so much is a lot of times the moms and the kids come and the kids are a little bleary-eyed and especially some of those ones who are maybe, you know, 11, 12, 13 years old. And it's like, why in the world did I get dragged out of bed on a Saturday morning to come to a car repair place? And so Kevin's Juggling and Balloons is there, and he just, you can see
he lightens the mood, right?
Yeah. Just sets the kids at ease and making, again, balloon creations for every single kid there, whatever they want. And sometimes there's some surprises where it's like, I didn't even know I wanted this. This is amazing. And then he rides the coach bus, the beautiful coach bus from Cobus and Buses. Our driver was Rod. He was so courteous, so kind. And again, it's a big, fancy coach bus and get to ride that down to Mycon Cinemas. And Kevin rides the bus as well, too. So in this case, he made something for all the kids before we left, but then was making balloon creations for the moms on the way down to Mycon.
I saw a wrist corsage on Jennifer, yeah.
Yeah, so really cool. At Mycon, all the kids got their choice of the candy and popcorn and pop for all the moms, and then went in to see the Minecraft movie. And so I heard that one was a lot of fun. I had to run out and get some other things prepped, but got to see little bits of it. And again, very popular movie right now. And
we got to say our attendees were well behaved.
Yeah, as opposed to maybe some of the other things that have gone in that movie. But you know what? It was just a great opportunity to have some fun there and appreciate Megan, the manager at Mycon. Of course, Mike and Connie. Connie was there that morning. They had just gotten back from a long vacation, and she still made it a point to be there.
Yeah.
And just that means so much.
Great folks.
The way that they they love on others there at Micon. And after Micon Cinemas, we went over to Crossroads Church, and that's where you joined us there, too, after volunteering earlier on in the day of the Eau Claire Marathon.
Yeah. So it was good to be a part of that community effort, which seemed like it pulled off really well. But, yeah, third straight year I got a chance to be at the lunch end of things. And, again, each and every year is similar but also different, and I think you'd probably agree with that, right?
Yeah, and so the lunch is obviously having great food. The burger truck, our friends Caroline and Josh, wonderful food truck, incredible smash burgers, Ellsworth cheese curds, French fries, and beverages. And just, you know, she made it a point to tell everybody, it's like, hey, get whatever you want. You know, come back for seconds. We just want you. Don't be shy and just really enjoy this. And so it's great to see people enjoying that incredible lunch. And then, of course, for dessert, we had Joseph's Cheesecake Cupcakes. And Joseph's made some incredible ones. Chef Nick there, again, had like the worms and dirt with the gummy worms on it, the fresh raspberries, fresh strawberries on others, the peanut butter cup. It just, those were very popular as always. And there were just more than enough for everybody. It was just the food aspect of what we did. Just one aspect of everything there at Crossroads Church. And again, we're so grateful to them for opening up their facility to us on a Saturday morning to be able to use this.
Rock and Roll to Go Plus again there, Mark, right? And boy, the Spider-Man. And I think it was a new secondary inflatable that looked like Tigger this year. And so that was a big hit as well with the kids.
So the Spider-Man inflatable obstacle course, I don't know how many times they went on that.
Yeah.
Just again and again and again. And I was challenged multiple times to race. At 37, I am not as young as I once was, not as fast as I once was. I won 4 out of 5.
Oh, I didn't even know you did that, Manny.
Yeah,
wow.
Well, and here's the thing.
Maybe that's why your back hurts.
Maddie, who's 12, she beat me on the 5th try. But I will say I was a little tired at that point. So I feel like, Maddie, if you're listening.
Maddie, he's very competitive.
If we had another shot, maybe. But, I mean, she beat me by a good probably 2 seconds. So it wasn't
I think
that
today
close.
She'd beat you.
But, and also, again, that Tiger inflatable was really cool because it had a little climbing wall, kind of a bounce castle, a slide, and that was a lot of fun as well, too, for the kids to enjoy that. And you know, our goal, too, with kind of a contained area there with the church is so that moms can feel like, wow, I can actually sit down, enjoy some food, some conversation, and feel like, okay, the kids are safe, the kids are taken care of. And I think, and we'll get to the goodie bags in a second too, but I think one of the things that you were part of that Michelle and Kristen and Carol and Greg and Sue and Betsy, you know, were part of is just engaging in conversation. And so much of that is just listening, listening to moms who might not have anybody to listen to them normally, because I've mentioned about this before. So many times, if I have something that I'm joyful about, the first person I tell is my wife. I have something that's weighing heavily on me. The first person I talk to is my wife. Obviously, when you're a single parent, you don't have that. You don't have that spouse, and maybe, you know, hopefully you have a support system, someone to talk to, but it's not the same. And so that loneliness, having somebody to just talk to you, but just say, tell me your story. Let me get to know you. It's just such a vital part of this ministry, and so glad for all of our staff members who were there that day.
No, a lot of different conversations going on, and I got to know, got to talk with Jennifer and Belinda in particular. But and again, that was just getting to know each other, but it was made a good connection.
So many stories. Again, we'd never have time to get into all of them, but everybody's story is so important, and it's their story, and we got a chance to step into it for a little bit, and so grateful for that opportunity. The goodie bags, maybe you saw the video on social media. Again, Ace Hardware of Menominee gave these cool Weber Smoky Joe grills, they're called, too. And so we kind of built off that. Thank you to Tabor there at Ace. And so we kind of built off that and made kind of a picnic theme with s'mores fixings and all sorts of different things for these gift baskets. And then again, no way to get into all of it, but candy and food gift cards, and Quick Trip gave $150 in gas gift cards. Stelter Incorporated gave $100 Express Mart gas or food gift card. I mean, it just all sorts of goodies in these baskets that the moms were able to kind of unpack. And it was just a really fast day, how quickly those hours go by. But that was all leading to kind of the capstone going back to Bloomer Tire Center to pick up the vehicles.
Yeah. I mean, just people have to understand. I was with one of the moms, and in the past, maybe we had gift bags. This year, it was large laundry baskets, which just to get a nice laundry basket that's not falling apart is nice.
I mean, one of the moms literally told me, she said, my laundry basket literally just broke this week, and I was going to have to buy another one.
No, so. And these were really nice and really big. But it contained, again, the Weber, as you said, and so many other goodies in there. But then you were there with some others there at Bloomer. How did that go?
Yeah, so again, that was where we got to tell them that there was something to go beyond just this day, that we hope they had a wonderful time, but that thanks to our sponsors and thanks to all of you, we had that fund of over $22,500. Hmm. A tab, if you will, at Bloomer Tire Center to be divided equally among them for any current or future vehicle repairs. And it's funny, I think I mentioned in an email to the staff thanking them how many of you as staff had independently and individually told me, oh, when I was talking to these moms, they mentioned a need for car repair and oh, my car's having trouble and all these different things and how God provided, provided there at the end. And as I've said so many times, it's not a loud reaction. It's so many times a quiet reaction. We're able to tell them, these strangers, people that you'll probably never meet this side of heaven, loved you enough to put this together for you because they want to remind you that you are loved, that you are loved and that there's hope, and that though it can be such a lonely, lonely road as a single parent, you're loved by your community, but more importantly, you're loved by your creator, by the God of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a special time, a special moment. And so as everybody packed up to go and saying again fond farewells, just kind of the thing that stuck with me is one of the youngest moms there, I mean, not far out of high school, and has a beautiful 3-month-old. But as she was getting ready to go, she turned to me and she said, "This is the best day I've had in a really, really long time."
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And praise the Lord for that.
Mm-hmm.
We just hope that what we all together, you the listening family, we as the station could do is to remind them they are loved, that God is faithful, that God is true.
Again, our Single Mom Saturday was just 2 days ago. We recapped a lot of it for you last half hour. And again, we had wonderful moms and their kids, and it was a full and complete day. And Caleb, you've been there from beginning to end 4 years in a row, and each and every one is different, but powerful and special, right?
Yeah, it really is. And so, again, we can't thank you all enough for believing in this, for investing in this, and saying that this is a worthy cause. I remember as we were fundraising for this, and as all you all responded so generously, we had Rachel, who was one of the moms from a previous Single Mom Saturday, and in her message was, you know, to all of you directly saying, thank you for seeing us as a worthy cause.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, such deep sincerity and gratitude. And in fact, one of the moms I was getting to know, had some good conversations with, we have an audio message from. So directly for the listeners, hearing from a participant from just 2 days ago in our Single Mom Saturday.
Hi, my name is Belinda, and I'm calling this evening to extend my sincere, heartfelt gratitude for being a part of the Single Moms group today. I apologize if I can't get through this without crying, but from the bottom of our hearts, we thank everybody that was involved, from receiving the phone call that we were even picked to Kevin the balloon guy, to the food truck, to the movie theater, to the church, to the gentleman who brought the bouncy houses. I'd also like to thank all of the staff members who truly are a gift from God, who were placed into our lives today as complete strangers. Today, as a single mom, I was seen, I was heard, and I was thanked for just being a single mom. And today I didn't feel alone. I'd like to thank everybody that contributed to our gift basket, Bloomer Tire Center. And I'd also like to thank the community for your generous donations. for car repairs. Today was truly a blessing to myself and my children. And I'd like to say thank you. I don't know how to say thank you enough for everything today. It was a beautiful, blessed day for us. And I'd like to say thank you to the gentleman who hugged me while we cried. God works in mysterious ways, and I'm beyond blessed that they put every single one of you in our path. Again, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. We will forever be thankful for all of your generous time, money, everything that you gave us today. Again, thank you. God bless.
Thank you, Belinda. You're very special. You're the real deal. And so glad you were a part of Single Mom Saturday.
Again, we can't thank you all enough for saying God's going to work through this. Let's take an active role.
All right. Well, Pope Francis's funeral on Saturday, this past Saturday, and the work of selecting a new pope in secret is set to begin a week from Wednesday. On May 7th, members of the College of Cardinals under age 80 are allowed to vote, and the winner must be selected by a two-thirds majority. Voting will continue until white smoke is seen coming from the chapel chimney, signifying that there is a new pope.
So, again, a headline that we saw this morning was two doctors joined the conclave. Uh-huh. And I was kind of wondering, okay, so what does that mean? A little more information. So, again, movies, documentaries, news coverage, et cetera, a lot of people probably know the basics of choosing the new pope. For example, the conclave does have to take place in Vatican City, with the actual sessions of the election famously taking place in the Sistine Chapel while the cardinals eat and sleep in the Doma Sancte Marte guest house.
Yeah, and there was a recent movie called The Conclave that I saw one Milwaukee priest interviewed over the weekend, saying that if you saw that, it gives you an idea of kind of the drama, the sure. behind-the-scenes negotiating. We also know the cardinals are forbidden to communicate, whether by writing, by telephone, or by any other means of communication with persons outside, unless the particular congregation has given prior approval for an elector to deal with an issue which can't wait.
However, while we tend to think of it being a strictly cardinal electors-only event, in reality, there are a number of people allowed behind the security cordon. This is fascinating.
Yeah, the law actually provides for a fairly large number of non-cardinals to be present to help around the election process, including the Secretary of the College of Cardinals, who acts as Secretary of the Electoral Assembly.
The Master of Papal Liturgical Celebrations, along with eight Masters of Ceremonies and two religious attachés to the Papal Sacristy.
And a number of priests available for hearing confessions in different languages. And
two doctors for possible emergencies.
Yeah, I mean, you've got a number of the individuals are up there in years, as well as a nurse will be on hand for any cardinal elector who's ill.
So interesting. Just a little bit more of a look behind the curtain, I guess, about what will be going on in the conclave.
I remember some of these in the past, and in the early 80s, we had a pope who about 34 days, and then it was Pope John Paul. And again, sometimes as it gets going, you don't know how long this will last. The conclave will last until finally you see the white smoke and, hey, they've decided on a pope. Well, there's nothing like a piece of pie. And so it is actually National Blueberry Pie Day. And Bree Tennis fills us in.
According to Instacart, it's America's sixth favorite pie. We've been eating them since 1872. You can thank early American settlers for that. It's a pie, but blueberries are good for you, packed with vitamins, antioxidants, and they're super yummy. Today, you can celebrate by baking a pie or buying one and then eating. Nothing else required to celebrate the day.
Maybe some whipped cream. But yeah, so inquiring minds want to know, if that's number six, what's the rest of the top 10?
Blueberries are really solid pie. Uh-huh. It really is.
Yeah.
But, number six.
You can make the case that it's good for you, right? Because of the blueberries.
Suppose, sure. Right. Antioxidants and all that.
Let's go from 10 to 1. Number 10, actually, 3% of the pies ordered last year were peach pies.
Okay. Peach pie is very solid. And you know what? Number 9 just says other pies.
I know. Again, yeah, so it's everything not
so
in the top 10.
Everything else.
Everything
kinda
else.
Like the
yeah.
old Tiger Woods versus the field. Who do you take?
Exactly. 4% of those consumed the key lime pie. Very good.
Also at 4%, number 7 in America's top slices, mm-hmm. favorite pies from Instacart, is chocolate pie. I'm not sure if my French silk would fit into that or not, but broad category, chocolate pie.
I'm going to prefer the French silk to just straight up chocolate pie, personal opinion. There you go. Number six is blueberry. Number five is lemon meringue. That's 6% of the pies consumed.
My grandpa Byers always loved lemon meringue pie, and mom would always make one for him for his birthday. So that brings back a lot of great memories. Lemon meringue pie. Number four, cherry pie.
Okay. There you go. You think of Door County, the popular cherries there. Just a notch ahead with 9% of the pie consumption is pecan pie.
Again, these are the 10 most ordered pies on Instacart in 2024. Wonder if this could be very holiday related because number two at 23% of pies ordered, pumpkin pie.
Wow, it just does so well, right, in November and into the holiday season. And finally, number one, you're not surprised, you haven't heard it yet, 29% of the pies ordered last year, apple pie.
Could it be anything else than that? I mean, I get, as American as baseball and apple pie, that just seems to be part of Americana, right?
And then they can do the apple or the Dutch apple and lump it all together.
So tasty. So celebrate Blueberry Pie Day today, right? So
that's
there
right.
You go. As you were.